Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 1638, slide. Visible translated text is as follows. Swore on the trial of the case of the state versus. Leo M. Frank as follows. That on Saturday, April 26, 1913, I met Jim Saw Jim Conley at the corner of Forsyth and Hunter Stitz's at 12 o'clock. I was in there when Conley came in. I met him there up at a saloon. I was in there when Conley came in. I met him there up at Forsyth St. W. Hunter and on down to Davis St., and we met some other fellows, and we stopped and talked with them a few minutes, and I goes on home. I was going to the ball game. I met Jim Conley first at the corner of Forsyth and Hunter St. between 12 and 2 o'clock. I can't be more accurate than that because I didn't pay any more attention. I know I got off after 1 o'clock from work. Jim Conley wasn't drunk when I saw him. The place where I saw Jim Conley is on the corner of Forsyth and Hunter Saint's. I goes on down Forsyth Saint to Davis Saint. I was in the next block to the National Pencil Company's plant, going to the corner from the block where the Jim, at the corner of Hunter and Davis Stints, exactly the time I left Jim after 2 o'clock. I gave Jim a glass of beer. Each one of us had some. I have been knowing Jim Conley about 3 or 4 years. I have been shown on this Tuesday, April 28, 1914, in the office of Hugh M. Dorsey, Solicitor General, an affidavit which purports to have been sworn to by me on the 6th day of February, 1914, before C.W. Burke, a notary public for Fulton County, Georgia. The signature as attached to this paper is a forgery. Some parts of said affidavit, however, are true, and some parts are false. The affidavit is false when it says that I was not joined on the way by anyone, and is false when it says that I did not meet anyone I knew until I reached Davis. Saint, the truth as to what really occurred was told by me on the stand. I do not know C.W. Burke. Sometime about the first of the year, two men come to see me up there at my work, and they asked me did I see a fellow get hurt in the Central Railroad. They told me it was a fellow by the name of George Brown, and I told them I did not know anything about George Brown or any other fellow getting hurt at the Central Railroad. They said for me to sign a paper they had, which would release me from coming to court. The paper which I signed had big letters at the top, like a grocery store heading, and it wasn't a long piece of paper like the affidavit which I have just seen and read, which C.W. Burke claims I signed. I signed that paper with a pencil. I have just gone downstairs to the sidewalk, and standing in front of the Albron Saloon, I saw the little fellow who got me to sign this paper. Mr. Dot Starnes accompanied me down there, and he told me the man I saw down there was Jimmy Wren, Eugene Perry, Buddy Brooks, sworn for the state. I have known Ivy Jones for about 6 years. I have also known Jim Conley ever since he was a baby. On April 26, 1913, I left my place of business.